Has an appellant shown up for 24-045?
No, not yet.
Okay, how about 24-115?
Not yet.
Then we're up to 23-749, New Milford.
May I ask a quick question? I apologize.
Yep.
Do I stay or do I leave? I'm not sure.
You can leave.
Go.
You'll get a letter from the...
We'll send you a letter. And when you get that letter, you can take it to the police.
But the town is on notice now.
Yes, they are.
That you won your appeal, and they can decide to issue before you ever get the letter from us.
Thank you very much.
Is the appellant here for 23-749?
He has to take the oath. He wasn't here.
Oh, you were not here for the oath?
No.
Would you stand, please, and raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will give today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, under penalty of perjury?
Yes.
Would you identify yourself?
Lieutenant Catherine Relyard from the New Milford Police Department.
And spell your name, please.
K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, last name R-E-L-Y-E-A.
Thank you.
I also have two witnesses here today. Can I call them
They
up
can
after?
Come forward now.
They can? Okay.
And you'll need, and would one of you bring a chair with
you? No, there's a second one here.
Have you both been sworn in?
Yes.
Your statement, ma'am?
Good morning. During a background check of the appellant, three incidents involving law enforcement contact and behavioral concerns were identified, forming the basis for the denial of his pistol permit application on the grounds of suitability. The first incident was in
this
May.
At this point, just a very brief statement.
Okay, then I'll
So it's suitability.
I'll leave it at that, yes.
Okay. Sir, do you have a brief statement?
Not really, no.
Okay, that's fine. Now,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So in May of 2021, the appellant's father contacted the New Milford Police Department to report that the appellant was threatening suicide. Officers responded, and following an on-scene investigation, the appellant was involuntarily committed to a hospital for a psychological evaluation. And one of the witnesses was there on scene for that. I'd like to call Officer McBride. Right.
Would you state your name, please?
Yeah, it's Officer Nicholas Ryan, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S-R-Y-A.
Thank you.
And Officer Ryan, what is your current position?
School resource officer.
Could you speak a little louder, please?
Yeah, school resource officer.
And how many years do you have at the New Milford Police Department?
5 and a half.
Were you working on May 3rd, 2021?
I was.
And what hours were you working?
Day shift 7 to 4.
On this particular day, were you dispatched to the appellant's address for a possible suicidal party?
I was.
Can you please tell the panel the details of this call you responded to involving the appellant?
Myself and another officer were dispatched to his house for his father had called. He was made some suicidal comments. I believe he was threatening to kill himself. When we got there, after the investigation, there was some sort of argument about money for food, and the appellant made a statement that he was going to kill himself if his father didn't give him the money for the food. So we ended up, after talking to both parties, we ended up sending him to the hospital for evaluation.
And I'm sorry, what date was that?
May 3rd, 2021.
21, okay.
And based on your interactions with the appellant, did he appear to be under the influence of drugs or alcohol on this particular day?
I don't remember.
Those are all the questions I have.
Would you like to cross-examine this witness?
Make a statement on what happened that day?
No, that'll come later. Right now is, do you have any questions that you want to ask him?
No.
Okay.
I'd like to call my second witness.
Board have any questions?
Oh, I'm sorry. Does the board have any questions for this witness?
Did you hear him make the statement that he wanted to kill himself?
No, it was a third, his father.
So you were reporting what the father said?
Correct,
okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'd like to now call my second witness, Officer David Peterson.
David Peterson, D-A-V-I-D, P-E-T-E-R-S-E-N.
Thank you.
And what is your current position?
Midnight shift sergeant.
How many years do you have at the New Milford Police Department?
Approximately 14 and a half.
And what hours, and were you working on July 30th, 2022?
Yes.
And on this particular day, were you dispatched to the appellant's address for a possible suicidal party?
Yes.
Can you please tell the panel the details of this call you responded to involving the appellant?
We were dispatched to the residence because the appellant was reported to be out of control or freaking out as a result of returning home after being hospitalized for substance abuse issues. So we were responding to the residence during his stay at the rehab or his hospitalization. He asked his parents to clean out his room or clean out the trash in his room. And apparently when he returned home from his stay, things were not where they were supposed to be. He couldn't find certain paperwork in his room, and this caused him to be distressed.
And based on your interactions with the appellant, did he appear to be under the influence of drugs or alcohol on this day?
He was not.
He was not?
He did not appear to be.
Those are all the questions.
What was the date?
July 30th, 2022. Yeah.
He had just been released from some kind of treatment?
He was undergoing substance abuse treatment and was released, which he had told me as well. He had been recently released.
I'm trying to get the time frame between these two incidents. So he was taken to the hospital in 2021, and now you're in 2022. Was he hospitalized or in rehab during that whole year, or do you know?
I don't know that.
Okay. Are there questions you would like to ask this witness? Questions from the board?
What was the result of that incident in 2022?
So as a result of the incident, we interviewed all the parties involved. I performed a suicide screening with the appellant, which came out negative. We came to an agreement with a friend of his, which I believe was also his boss, in order for him to stay at their residence for the evening. So he had been voluntarily removed himself from the home for the evening to alleviate any concerns with fighting between the family members.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you have more?
Yeah, I just have one more incident to talk about. The officer couldn't be here to testify, but in July of 2022, officers responded to a reported altercation at Dunkin' Donuts involving the appellant and a store employee. According to the employee, the appellant became upset after being informed that orders could only be placed via the app or through the drive-thru. The appellant reacted by yelling and using profanities inside the establishment. Despite being asked to leave, the appellant remained in the store and continued to demand service. During the encounter, the employee physically pushed the appellant, at which point the appellant exited the premises and contacted the police. The appellant later acknowledged that he had used profanity and disrupted the employees. No arrests were made, as all parties declined to press charges on each other. However, the incident escalated as a direct result of the appellant's refusal to leave when instructed and his inability to manage his temper.
Would you like to ask any questions about this incident? Do you know, is there information in the record about whether he was on drugs or alcohol?
There was not. There was nothing in the report that indicated that.
Questions from the board?
No, that was the one I had.
No. Okay, sir, do you have anything else?
No.
Okay. Sir, it's your turn.
Well, to just make statements about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, the time at Dunkin' Donuts, there was no sign saying there was no service inside. The door was open. I had just walked there from my buddy's house to get coffee, and I was not screaming or anything like that. I just was already over the fact that I'm talking to somebody, can I please order my coffee? And then I was slapped across the face, and I ended up leaving and calling the police and waiting for them to show up.
You called the police?
Yeah. The suicide things, it was just, I was going through a lot in my life and made comments that certainly weren't true and I would never act on. And if I went to the hospital and answered whatever questions they had for me at the time, and I was let go the same day. So that's really all I have to comment on.
But after that, you were in some sort of rehab?
I went to the hospital and I did attend a couple of AA meetings. Not much more after that. That's about it.
Questions from the board?
Cross-examination.
I'm sorry, cross-examination. Is there anything you'd like to ask him?
Yeah, you said you were slapped across the face. However, independent witnesses and the employee both denied that.
Understand. I was there. That's why I called the police. I was slapped across the face.
No further questions.
No other questions. Questions from the board.
Were you drinking in Dunkin' Donuts?
No.
Because you walked there.
I was staying at my buddy's house that night, and he sleeps in, and I wanted my coffee, so it wasn't that far of a walk. I figured I'd just walk down, and it would be a bad thing.
I asked about drinking. Were you on any drugs at the time? Let's go back to 2021. That was the one you were sent to the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
What statements did you make to your father?
I probably, in the heat of an argument, said, you know, what do you want me to do? And then said, kill myself, not meaning that I would actually do it, but just in the heat of the moment, you know, came out, and understandably, he called the police just to make sure I'd be all right. Obviously, I would never. Never thought.
Then you went. Then you went by ambulance to an emergency room.
Yes.
And how long were you there?
If I remember correctly, maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. They had me with a tablet answering questions. lady,
tell us about your inpatient treatment.
Inpatient. I haven't had any inpatient treatment.
The officer testified that you said you were just released.
Oh, well, I had been at the hospital, self-admitted, because I just had a rough week of
all right, how long were you in the hospital?
Maybe 2 days,
okay.
If I remember
that's
correctly.
That's inpatient.
Okay.
You were admitted to the hospital.
Okay.
And what were you admitted to the hospital for?
Alcohol, drinking too much.
Drugs?
No drugs.
Is that the rehab that you... I thought you said something about 10 days of rehab.
No, I didn't say anything about 10 days.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so what was the result of that treatment?
Me learning that I can't drink, and it's not worth me having to go to the hospital over drinking. And
when was that hospital visit?
I'd have to look at my paperwork.
Was it 21, 22, 23?
21, if I believe correctly.
Okay. And determined you can't drink, but you did continue to drink. Is that correct?
In the future, yes, I went through another hard part of my life, and I did drink too much for a little while, and I've since changed that.
When was the last time you had any alcohol at all?
On my father's birthday.
Which is when?
Last Saturday.
So you have not stopped drinking?
I've changed my life, and I don't drink like I used to anymore.
Are you an alcoholic?
No.
No?
No, no.
Has alcohol ever been a problem for you in your life?
Yes, there was a short period of my life where it was tough for me not to drink, but I've changed since and start working as much as I possibly can for my friend, that's my boss, and then other friends when I have spare time.
On your father's birthday, how much did you have to drink?
A couple of drinks. Okay. We went camping.
I'll say what I say. Every time someone says a couple of drinks.
I had a couple of mixed drinks.
When someone says a couple of drinks, any officer in here will say it's going to be anything but two.
I had a couple of drinks.
Does that mean no more than two?
Yes.
Okay, couldn't be three?
They were bigger drinks, but I didn't.
Well, that's another
did
thing.
Did not get drunk and.
Yeah, I've had someone say I've had two beers, but it turns out they were 2.45s.
I understand.
So. So again, a couple drinks doesn't mean two. I mean, you don't really know.
Yeah.
It's probably.
I can tell you that I didn't get drunk.
When was the last time you were drunk?
Probably. I wouldn't know the date, but a couple months ago, I had to attend a funeral, and I wouldn't say I was drunk, but I did feel my alcohol.
How much did you have then?
Probably a six pack and a couple of shots.
And did you say you do AA meetings?
I've been to a few AA meetings.
And what do they say about drinking?
It's no good.
Yeah, don't.
I know.
Zero, none, right? So. You've had an issue, you were hospitalized, then you were checked in for detox, go to AA meetings, but you still continue to drink.
It's not like I used to.
No, I understand.
Maybe a special occasion or something of that nature.
And this was 3 years ago, the last time you had something to drink? Oh, no, last time you were hospitalized was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But it was probably... You applied for this within a year or two of your last hospitalization?
Yeah.
Do you think enough time has passed yet that you got this under control?
I believe so.
And what makes you believe that?
I'm just a totally different person than when I was having a problem with alcohol. I mean, any of my buddies can tell you that. I mean, it used to be part of my life, and now it doesn't do anything for me like it used to.
When was the last time you drove after drinking even one glass?
I can't remember.
This year?
No.
No? Last year?
No.
All right, that's all I have.
Other questions?
Yeah, not to pile on, but just to list here, in May of 21, that was the first involuntary commitment that you had. And I believe the record shows that I think at the time of the police interaction, they noted that it was a severe alcohol use disorder.
At the time, I was drinking a lot. And,
okay. Right. And then in June of 22, you were hospitalized for alcohol withdrawal after drinking 750 milliliters of Fireball. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. Okay. There's no doubt about that.
All right. And... that's just about 3 years ago. Okay, thank you.
Other questions from the board?
Can you help me understand your living situation?
I live with my father.
Is that your dad back there?
Yeah, he is.
And he's the one who called the police?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And was that twice or once?
It was twice.
Okay.
My living situation is I live above the garage, basically my own apartment.
Okay. Just for your dad can come and speak on your behalf if you wanted to ask him some questions since he made these statements. I think I read that this was a $20, your first incident was based on a $20 sandwich.
Yeah.
Purchase.
Which it was more like, I don't know, I had just been working so hard and I hadn't got paid and I just wanted a couple bucks to go eat some food.
Do I understand that your dad at the time was holding your money for you?
No, he was not holding my money.
I thought I read something where he would safeguard your money almost.
There's been times where I've given him my money just to, you know, instead of putting it in the bank for whatever reason. He's held on to money my whole life, here or there, just because I trust him with it. And I just not that I don't trust myself, but he's got a safe, and if I have cash, I'd rather have him hold on to it than...
Was the issue in 2021 that he had your cash and you needed 20 bucks for a sandwich?
No, that was, I hadn't gotten paid from working all week yet, and was asking for $20 and would pay him back, and I was, told me I couldn't have it, so.
Why should the board grant you your pistol permit today?
I feel like that I don't have any reason why I shouldn't have it. I'm a really very responsible person. You know, all my buddies go and shoot. I'd like to be able to do that with them. All I do is work.
What do you do for work?
Tree work.
You're arborist? So, nice beard. You know, I'm trying to just kind of create something different than what's been said. You can see we're asking about alcohol from 2 years ago, how much you drink, and I'm just trying to give you an opportunity to present something to say.
Yeah, I'm definitely, I'm a changed person. I used to look forward to just drinking whenever. I've realized that really at the end of the day, it doesn't do any good. Doesn't make me productive. Doesn't make me feel good anymore. It's just not part of my life like it used to be. And, you know, really the only thing I focus on now is work. Either working, making money, or working at the house, helping him do this or that. That's really all I can say.
Thank you.
Other questions from the board? Are you getting any kind of treatment for alcoholism today?
No, because I don't believe I need help with it, because I just have changed my ways. And
you're not attending AA meetings regularly?
No.
Okay. Anything else?
Have you guys had any contact with them since, what's the last date?
July of 2022. No, we have not.
Okay. Do you still live? Where do you live? What town?
New Milford.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. We've had fun.
Let me ask. Would you make a statement like that again?
What?
That you wanted to kill yourself or smash into something, I think I read?
No.
You understand why that shines a negative light?
Yes, I do. And I realize now, after it being said, that it was very childish to say, and of course I would never say it ever again. And it was, you know, I don't know the word is used, but it was foolish of me to say it even then, because it wasn't something that was actually going through my mind. It was just words that came out in the heat of an argument.
So you've never really had thoughts of self-harm?
No.
But all you right. Understand why your father was concerned?
Yes, I understand.
How do you deal with stress now?
Go fishing, go for a hike. I got a truck that I've been working on, redoing the whole thing. Go sit out in the garage, listen to some music, stuff like that.
Drink Fireball?
No.
Okay, thank you. That's all.
Anything else?
Well, did you say? Did you drink Fireball? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Well, when you were last drunk this year, what were you drinking?
I know what I had.
I think you said, what'd you say, 6 beers and a couple shots?
At the funeral, yeah.
Yeah.
And then if you want to count the other time when I had a couple drinks with my father.
Okay, thanks. Just not Fireball.
Anything else?
I don't know what Fireball is.
It's gross.
It's terrible.
It's cinnamon,
it's cinnamon,
sugary.
It's like a Fireball.
I think that's in the report of you drink 750 milliliters at half pint. Cool, thank you.
I think both parties have made final statements, isn't that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Time for a vote. Attorney Sinetti.
Well, I'm sympathetic to your turning things around. I think the amount of alcohol and the fact that there's still alcohol consumption and there was a severe case of it 3 years ago. I think it's just a little bit too soon. So I would be favorably inclined in the future to grant the permit, but at this point, I'm going to vote for the issuing authority.
Mr. Gray?
I'm going to say that I instruct at a college, so I understand the drinking concept. I don't think it paints a picture of your entire life. I don't see any police contact before or after. And when I think I read one of your statements or from one of your treatments. So I'm going to say appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenstock.
Issuing authority.
Detective Johnson.
Issuing authority.
And I have the same feeling as Attorney Sinetti. Possibly in the future, not today. Issuing authority. Thank you.